Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a heat advisory that remains in effect as we'll have sunny skies right around 100 with wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies in the upper 70s with wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon in the upper 90s with wind gusts as high as 25. Saturday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, low as 68, and Sunday, a slight chance of storms. Right now, it's 79.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Friday. Police in Junction City have identified a woman whose body was found last month, and a North Carolina man has been charged in her killing. Police yesterday identified the victim as 59-year-old Tamara Ann Gibson of Asheville, North Carolina. She was last seen in Asheville on the 22nd of May. Charges of kidnapping, robbery, and first-degree murder have been filed against 58-year-old Donald Mack Gray Jr. of Buxton, North Carolina. Kansas Governor Jeff Collier says he wants to be the governor who ends abortion in the state of Kansas, but he'll need help from fellow abortion opponents in order to do so. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the Republican governor spoke yesterday at the National Right to Life Convention that's taking place in Overland Park. Collier told attendees that there remains a need to stack the courts, Congress, and state legislatures with those who oppose abortions. Mid-America Network News.
JD Aviation Services at Augusta Municipal Airport. John Sidorik, you guys handle everything from the basic aircraft maintenance, oil changes and tire checks,
to major modifications, major inspections, annual inspections, condition inspections, all this for the private aircraft owner. And we've earned our aircraft owners one service at a time, and they just keep coming back.
JD Aviation Services at Augusta Municipal Airport.
Irrigators, Circle H Center Pivot Repair in Cimarron, the people who make mud look good, know that the heat of summer is no time for downtime. Rainkey and Circle H also know in a perfect world, your system will run all summer worry-free. Problems do crop up, though. Gearboxes, flat tires, electrical boxes, or sprinkler heads and nozzles. When you need service on your system, Circle H Center Pivot Repair, your Rainkey dealer, only knows one type of service. Top of the line. Your authorized Rainkey dealer in Cimarron, Circle H Center Pivot Repair, the people who make mud look good.
The family of a black Topeka man killed last year by police is speaking out against the city, the department, and what they call unjustified violence by law enforcement toward black men as they discuss a federal civil rights lawsuit. The lawsuit filed this week alleges that the two white officers fatally shot 30-year-old Dominique White after a struggle in September near a park without legal justification. A federal lawsuit filed in Minnesota alleges Hormel Foods Corporation and other companies colluded to inflate consumer pork prices. Defendants in the proposed class action lawsuit filed yesterday include Hormel and eight other companies, including Tyson Foods, JBS USA, and Smithfield Foods. The Seattle law firm bringing the case contends the alleged price fixing forced consumers to pay high prices for bacon, ham, and other pork products. Hormel says it intends to vigorously defend this lawsuit. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Bob and Georgina Lindquist with After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM Feeds. All of your pet and livestock needs are covered. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, they'll try to find it. Carmelix tubs are still on sale while supplies last. Drop by After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9. Call 363-7344 or Bob's cell phone at 268-0578. After Hours Feed Supply, Blue Rapids. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 5, Sundays if they're home.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts looking for farmers, ranchers, and agribusiness representatives who want to participate in his upcoming trade mission to Mexico. The governor's office put out the call for applicants, noting that the trip's participants will have the chance to meet with Mexican agricultural officials and industry representatives. Due to the trip, all costs associated with the trip. A Nebraska media group is launching a campaign to promote awareness of the First Amendment and its protections. Members of Media of Nebraska unveiled the new Think First initiative at the Capitol. It's designed to educate Nebraska residents about the five constitutional freedoms guaranteed in the First Amendment. The campaign will begin the 4th of July and run through September 30th. Mid-America Network News.
This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. I know you've experienced it. While harvesting, you have a breakdown and the parts won't be here until tomorrow. If you run a Gleaner combine, you have an advantage over others in the fact that when you come in for the parts you need, you can get what you need and get back to harvesting. We have genuine quality AGCO parts, so they fit right and do the job in which they were intended. We are widely known to be the dealer that stocks more genuine AGCO parts than anyone in the area. After all, we service what we sell and back it up with parts. If you don't run a Gleaner combine, why not check us out? We ship AGCO parts daily because of our large inventory. We have you covered with parts and service this harvest. Call or come to Schmidt & Sons, 6 miles west of Andale at Mount Hope, or in Winfield on the west side of town along Highway 160, or find us on the web at schmidt.com.
The tractor man will be the one, just the turning on the turn with a tractor in each arm, down at Schmidt & Sons.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A jury trial was set in Marshall County District Court October 29th for two men involved in a jailbreak in Marysville last fall. Not guilty pleas were heard from Mattson Hatfield and Jeffrey Gunther. His attorneys requested separate trials. A decision as to that will be made during an August pretrial hearing. Charges include a first-degree murder attempt and two second-degree attempts. A fire started by the inmates allowed escape from the county jail, and shots were fired from two shotguns stolen. Hatfield surrendered a short time later, while Gunther fled in a stolen truck and was arrested just north of the state line after pursuit. The Kansas Attorney General's office is assisting in the prosecution. RSVP of Northeast Kansas has received a $5,000 grant from the Home Depot Foundation that will allow RSVP volunteers to build accessible ramps into veterans' homes in Marshall County. If you're a veteran or know of a veteran who could use a ramp, call the RSVP office at 562-2154. Additional volunteers will be needed to make projects successful. If you're interested in helping our volunteers, give the staff, Joni Spellmeyer or Kathy Unger, at RSVP in Marysville a call today. A complete crop acreage report is required for many USDA programs, including ARC, PLC, crop insurance, LDPs, and commodity loans. In order to comply with eligibility requirements for these programs, all producers must file an accurate crop certification report for their spring planted crops by July 15th. Producers must still visit both FSA and their crop insurance agent to validate and sign acreage reports, complete maps, or provide program-specific information. Contact your county FSA office for an appointment if you haven't yet certified your crops. Marshall County Fair has advanced wristbands for the carnival rides available for sale now at the Extension Office in Marysville, State Bank of Blue Rapids, and First National Bank in Frankfort. Advanced tickets are $20, good for any one night. Wristband nights are Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, July 14th through the 16th. Rain date is Tuesday. Entries are also being accepted for the annual fair parade, which will be Sunday evening, July 15th, 6 p.m. in Blue Rapids. Contact Mark Rowe. This year's theme is Boots, Buckles, and Barrels of Fun. A limited number of exhibit spaces are still available inside the 4-H Achievement Center for the fair. Contact Bob or Georgina Lindquist, and the public is encouraged to get open class entries together for the fair, which gets underway Friday, July 13th. A complete schedule of events is online at mscountyfair.com. Farrell Ray Merritt, age 74, Vermillion, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life and visitation will be held Saturday, 11 until 3, at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Popkiss Mortuary of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Farrell Merritt. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken Alfredo, garlic bread, mixed salad, and peaches. Monday's menu, tater tot casserole, a muffin, beets, and peaches. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. The heat is on across the central parts of the Midwest as we have an upper level ridge, like I've been talking about, bringing all that warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico. So we're going to see actual temperatures across the central parts of the plains anywhere from the upper 90s, and some areas are going to see temperatures in the lower 100s. Across the area, we can see heat values as high as anywhere from 110 to 115 degrees in some areas. So definitely be cautious of that. Otherwise, dry weather, but we'll see some showers and thunderstorms as we head into the weekend, which will also cool things down. So looking at the forecast, we do have a heat advisory that remains in effect, as we'll have sunny skies in the lower 100s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 70s, with wind gusts as high as 25. For tomorrow, sunny skies, isolated storms in the afternoon in the upper 90s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely, with a low near 68. For Sunday, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms, cooler in the mid-80s.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on this day, 106 in 2012. The average low, 67. The record low is 52 in 1985. Sunset this evening, 8:52. Sunrise in the morning at 6 a.m. Sunny and 77 degrees this morning in Marysville. South winds at 5 to 10 already. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 29th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Every floor should make a statement. That's why Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville carries the top names in flooring like Mohawk, Southwind, and Shaw. Discover Shaw's new laminate styles. They're waterproof, pet-proof, and worry-proof. Choose from a variety of patterns and colors, from light, bright colors to warm and cozy and comfortable, worn-in looking. You'll find the perfect match for your style. Owners Andy and John personally install your new flooring so you know it's done right. Stop in today to see the collection and ask about our new financing options. Feldkamp's Furniture, open 7 days a week.
Oregon State owns college baseball. The Astros and Red Sox keep winning, and LeBron has a decision to make. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. They were one out away from a second-place finish on Wednesday. Now Oregon State celebrates another baseball championship.
Strike three! The Beavers are the national champions!
On Learfield, freshman pitcher Kevin Abel threw a two-hitter, and Oregon State tops Arkansas 5-0 in the deciding game. Razorbacks coach Dave Van Horn talks about the drop felt pop that would have clinched Arkansas's championship in the second game.
There was probably still a little bit of that what if and disappointment. I just think that we never got anything going.
That's three titles now for Oregon State. Lance McCullers pitched seven strong. Jake Marisnik supplied the run.
Marisnik hits it high in the air and deep to left field, and you can kiss that one goodbye.
On KBME, Astros beat the Rays 1-0, and the Red Sox have won four straight.
This ball heading back. This ball got a home run. Jackie Bradley Jr.
On WEEI, Red Sox 4, Angels 2. This is ABC Sports. Clayton Kershaw pitched well enough to win, but when he left in the fifth, Chicago scored seven runs two innings later.
Here's the pitch to Russell. Driven in the air, deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone.
On WSCR, Cubs beat the Dodgers 11-5. Aaron Nola struck out eight and won his 10th game for the Phils. Rhys Hoskins homered for the second straight night.
High and deep left field. Soto back, track, wall, and gone.
On WIP, Phillies beat the Nationals 4-3. LeBron James has a deadline tonight at 11:59 p.m. to opt in on his $35.6 million deal with Cleveland. If not, where does he go?
It's clear the Lakers currently have the most incentive to make the biggest offer. Because not only would they get, well, Kawhi Leonard, the Lakers also reportedly believe, quote, it would likely clinch them signing LeBron in a few days.
ESPN's Rachel Nichols and ESPN reporting that Oklahoma City's Paul George has opted for free agency. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Marysville American Legion Baseball, Post 163, will host Seneca in a doubleheader Friday, games at 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field. Sabetha comes in Sunday with games at 4 and 6 p.m.
PFB Pyros, who did the show at Days of 49, has a stand where you can get some of the very same fireworks. Of course, they have the classics, snakes, snaps, and sparklers, and they have the big boys like the detonator. Open now through July 5th from 1 to 10 p.m. right in downtown Hanover next to Ricky's Cafe and across from Turn 4. Have a blast with fireworks from PFB Pyros.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Senate Farm Bill now contains 18 additional amendments, including Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley's payment limits amendment. He was the lone vote against the bill when it passed through committee because it did not contain that amendment. The change would amend actively engaged in farming requirements by allowing only one person or legal entity per farming operation to be considered actively engaged in farming based on active personnel management. Grassley said earlier in the week that he had the votes in the Senate Ag Committee to get the amendment approved at the markup, but ran into a last-minute procedural problem that prevented him from offering it. The amendment, one of 18 attached to the Farm Bill, announced by Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, an effort to expedite the passage of the bill. And as of late yesterday, cloture was passed, which means today the Senate will vote on their version of the Farm Bill. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue in Chicago this week. He said he's hopeful the aid program for farmers will be released by Labor Day and the harvest season. Perdue was at the United Fresh event and said that while farmers want trade, not aid, USDA following the trade war on a weekly basis and assessing the impacts of trade disputes while having a plan ready to assist farmers. Perdue continues to hold off on announcing those plans, but concedes probably giving himself a Labor Day deadline with corn and soybean harvest looming soon after. Perdue said he and USDA seek the trade environment as temporary, and a 25% tariff on U.S. soybeans as part of the trade dispute takes effect early next week. While there may not be enough export capacity globally for China to stop all U.S. soybean purchases completely, Brazil's soybean production and exports are growing, and China is seeking alternatives to U.S. agriculture products. More ag information online at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network. It's brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters Association. Well, combines began rolling again yesterday afternoon after things began to dry out from recent rains. Tracy Zirian and her husband Jim are custom harvesters who moved last weekend from working in the Rice County area to near Garden City.
Sunday morning, we woke up to hail at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wonderful.
And it broke sky vents on our trailer house. It dented our pickup, but it didn't touch the wheat, so that was good.
Wow.
But then we also had 5 inches of rain, 5+ inches of rain. So just everybody's just now starting to get into the field again.
Yeah, so well, since you're just now getting back into the field, back to work, you probably don't have a whole lot of information about the wheat you're cutting right now.
Well, I was just going to tell you that I don't know what the pounds or anything are because I haven't asked Jim, but the average is showing 50 bushel dry land where what we're cutting so far.
Wow, that's a lot stronger than it could have been, certainly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, well, you spent some time over in Rice County near the Lyons area. How did the harvest turn out over there?
Well, I thought it did really well. It averaged 45, so I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, no kidding, compared to what it could have been.
Yeah, and since we've never been there before, I don't know what it typically is like, so I don't have that to judge it by.
So you're glad to get back to work after a little bit of a trip from where you were to where you are, and of course there was some rain issues that kept you out of the field for a while.
I think the last time we cut was, I gotta think, Thursday, I believe, so just a week ago.
Tracy and Jim Zirian, harvesting wheat in the Garden City, Kansas area. Ag News Harvest Update brought to you by U.S. Custom Harvesters on Mid-America Ag Network.
Your crop is ready to harvest and you're ready to see results. Abilene Machine wants to make sure you have ag replacement parts when and where you need them so you can harvest those results. That's one of the reasons they have more than 100,000 new manufactured and recycled parts at 5 locations nationwide. Visit AbileneMachine.com for 24-hour ordering or call Abilene Machine at 800-255-0337. For added convenience, extended hours are provided during harvest.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map also shows you the latest scams right here in Kansas, so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap, paid for by AARP.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course, in celebration of the underappreciated dairy cow's gut after this.
It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Austin Allred knows a thing or two about dairy cows. He milks about 6,000 of them at his Royal Dairy, located in central Washington. His cows have turned into an astonishingly powerful tool in a process that creates bio-rich soil and clean irrigation water. Allred has become the only dairy in Washington State and one of a handful in the country to use a new biofilter process to manage waste. Here's how it works. Well, it works basically the same way that Mother Nature works, except Allred and a company called Biofiltro out of Chile have found a way to speed things up. The biofilter process starts at a low point on the compound, a place where all of the water that runs off from cows, from cleaning, from cooling machinery, and anything else can gather. A few simple mechanical screens gather the solid waste so that only the brown water moves forward. A series of sprinklers takes this water and spreads it across a series of long concrete troughs, kind of like swimming pools, that are filled with granite. And that granite acts as a denitrifier. It pulls out the methane and the ammonia, converting greenhouse gases into benign nitrogen. But don't think that methane and ammonia are out of the picture. They're just trapped where they can be used later. At this point, wood chips absorb the liquid, and the many worms and microbes living in them feast on the nutrient-rich soup. After that feeding frenzy, the water that comes out is clean enough to be put back on the fields for successful irrigation, all without any chemical additives or unused byproducts. Even the worm casings, which is the professional term for worm manure, is used as a fertilizer product that might get sold right back to a neighboring apple orchard. You might think that this conversion makes for some stinky times for people downwind, a common complaint of neighbors of animal farms, but Royal's filtration process means it's actually less stinky. And a bonus for Allred is because all of this is fairly passive, he ends up with more time on his hands than if he were managing waste the old way. But he is spreading the gospel. He and his team are excited to spread the word about the biofilter and what it can offer to other farmers. And since he just won the Outstanding Dairy Farm Sustainability Award at the 2018 U.S. Dairy Sustainability Awards, people are listening. He says, in order for us to be successful in the long term, we have to be committed to sustainability because I'm 28. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and we need to be here a long time. We need to take care of our land. We need to take care of our cows, our employees. We have to make sustainable decisions if we want to stay in business. Austin Allred of Royal Dairies in Royal City, Washington. Back after this.
Light the sparklers. It's time to save on your favorite Valspar paint this 4th of July holiday at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, June 24th through July 8th. Painting a room or painting the exterior? You'll save up to $80 with mail-in rebates on Valspar Pristine, the advanced paint and primer with clinging science technology. Stop by and they'll show you the whole lineup so you can start saving. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware now for holiday rebates from Valspar. See rebate coupons in-store for details.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 77 degrees with south winds 5 to 10. We'll edge the century mark today. Very warm, uncomfortable conditions with high humidity levels forecast as well. Be careful out there.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Wichita natives Devontae Harris, Kyle Wilson, Arthur Brown, and Zach Franklin are all back in their hometown and working out together before NFL training camps start next month. KTV reports both Harris and Wilson are NFL rookies and Wichita South graduates. Harris, drafted in the 5th round to the Cincinnati Bengals, as a cornerback. Wilson signed with the Philadelphia Eagles as an undrafted free agent. Brown, who's currently a free agent and hopes hoping to land with the team was a second-round draft pick back in 2013 out of Kansas State. The former East High Blue Ace has played for the Baltimore Ravens, Jacksonville Jaguars, New York Jets, and Seattle Seahawks. Kansas City Royals with an off-day slash travel day yesterday. They'll meet up with the Seattle Mariners in Seattle tonight, first pitch at 9:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville American Legion Baseball Post 163 will host Seneca in a doubleheader Friday, games at 6 and 8 p.m. at Feldhausen Field. Sabetha comes in Sunday with games at 4 and 6 p.m.
If your cat is like most, Fluffy is a little too figured for her own good. It's all about counting Kitty's calories on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, June 29th, the 180th day of the year. Actor Gary Busey has a birthday, and the first iPhone went on sale on this day in 2007. Americans are raising a generation of obese house cats, but not many of us will acknowledge it. That's because we overestimate what a healthy weight is for our pets. The second problem is formulating a healthy diet plan. Rapid weight loss is not healthy, so most vets recommend aiming for a loss at 1.5% of body weight per week. That correlates to food reduction of about 20%. But like humans, cats will plateau after a few weeks, so further reduction may be necessary. How do you know if your cat is too fat? A healthy physique will show a little fat on the ribs, but a nice tuck at the waist. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.